Now on Sydney Live 3 till 6, talking sport with the big man, Daryl Bromash.
Sitting around like a slob watching television.
Thanks to Macell, all Australian quality you can taste.
Good evening, Mr. Broman.
Hi, Benny. How are you?
Doing really well. How are you?
Hello, going good, thanks.
We've got some rugby league news. There's a lot of rugby league news around considering we're in December, but it's not too far away.
Well, there's a lot of, like, one thing that rugby league hasn't had for a long time are good centres, but gee, there's a few on the market at the moment. James Roberts would probably be the number one on the market. Now, this is a really strange situation. I mean, he's rejected the new contract from the Titans. Apparently, his signature was forged previously, which I find just amazing. But, you know, they're not a strong enough club to be able to lose a player of his calibre. Now, he's had some issues off the park, but the last 12 months was a fantastic 12 months for him. He was Dally M Centre of the Year this year. And he is just dynamite. When he gets the ball, he is just lightning. He'd be the fastest man in the game, I reckon. And, well, it looks like he's on his way somewhere, so there'll be plenty of clubs lining up to get hold of him, because hopefully he's got over all his off-field stuff and he can concentrate on rugby league. And if he does that, there's absolutely no doubt he's a star. I think he's only about 22 or 23 years of age. He's already been to three or four clubs, so that's not a good sign, but he did have a good year this year.
And he's not the only NRL player out there with a whole long list of clubs chasing his signature.
Yeah, well, Peter Hicko's a very good player, as we know. He's a Manly player. He's still got 2 years to go on his contract at Manly. But, again, this is a salary cap issue. They've bought a lot of players this year, Manly, and they apparently, well, it appears as though they can't afford to keep Peter Hicko, and he's a quality fullback / centre, wherever you want to play him. And there's a, well, from all reports, Parramatta, Penrith, the Dragons, and the Gold Coast are lining up to get him. I mean, if I was the Gold Coast, I'd be trying to get hold of him, because they don't have enough decent players as it is. You know, the other sides are solid, but the Gold Coast need some decent players, and I would be offering him a good deal. He's a good player.
Tasmania getting ready for the test against the West Indies.
Starts on Thursday, 10:30 on Thursday. Apparently, and I haven't seen this, but they're saying there's photos of the wicket, and it's very green. Mm. Look, they're saying that'll suit the Windies. I'm not sure it'll suit the Windies. They're not very good batsmen at the best of times. And if they get thrown in on a green wicket, they'd be lucky to get 100. I think it would suit the Aussies more, to be honest with you. But we'll have to wait and see what happens there. I mean, I can't believe they're going to put a pitch out there for a test match that's, you know, underprepared and it's too green. I mean, that's just ridiculous. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But you know, apparently at the same oval 4 years ago against New Zealand, Australia only got 136 on a similar pitch. That's just ridiculous.
Can I tell you what I'm doing in January apart from house-sitting for you in the Shire?
You'll be having a little break.
I'll be leaving the Shire on January 4 to go to the Sydney Test, and you know what I'm doing this year?
I hope you don't come home to my place inebriated.
No, I wouldn't be doing that. I'm going to be sitting with the Richies. You know, the big group of blokes who dress up as Richie.
Yeah, are you going to be dressing up as Richie?
I'm going to be
dressed
as Richie. I was there last year with my next-door neighbour, Kirk, and we were sitting there in the stands, and we were looking at all the Richies, and I said, how much fun would it be to be there with the Richies? And this is when Richie was still alive.
Yep.
And I said, let's do it. Let's lock in next year. So the Wolfman, Josh Lauder, who you know, the foreman, Zachy Muller, or better known as Zach McLean, who works with us here on Sydney Live, and my next-door neighbour, Kirk, and I, we're all going along dressed as Richies.
Do you have to be invited to be part of the Richies?
No. You just have to pay the money front up. They've got certain rules. Like, you can only speak if you're speaking into your microphone.
Oh,
you've got to speak like Richie all day, so you can't be caught. Speaking as yourself.
Well, who adjudicates if you do speak in your own voice?
Well, I guess one of the other Richies.
But how much fun that'll is be, be? And you can't point with your finger. You've got to use your elbow. Is that what happens?
I don't know.
There'll be give-ups everywhere there in the Richie clan.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Now, cricket in the US, what's going on here? I know that Warney's been trying to get started.
Yeah, well, Warney's been over there promoting the game, and probably himself, I would imagine. But they're saying in here that there's a chance that the 2020 World Cup could be played in the US by 2025, which isn't that far away. But, mate, almost a quarter of the international visitors to this year's One Day International World Cup came from the USA. But, I mean, I think they're mainly Indians. There are a lot of Indians over there, isn't there, in the USA? And I'm pretty sure that a lot of the people who would go to it are Indians. Look, I would love cricket to take off in the USA, and it'd be massive for the game. You know, when you think about it, I suppose if you thought 20 years ago soccer wouldn't take off over there, well, it has. Mm. It's a very big sport over there, and there's no reason why cricket can't be. It wouldn't worry me too much, the fact that it's they played it in the USA, if they're trying to promote the game, because as you know, it's a massive audience, and geez, if they did, you know, strike a chord with the fans from the USA, it'd be a massive plus and a bonus for them. There'd be plenty of money coming to the game.
Good luck, Warnie.
You ask the questions.
I just wanted to know.
I just wanted to say.
I'm just ringing up about...
He has the answers.
It's very informative. It's got everything, including irreverence.
It's time for Ask the Big Man. Thanks to Harvey Norman Print Shop. Same-day business printing now available.
Big Man.
Yes.
You know that we like to keep on top of trends.
Yes, I do. We very much do.
Well, this is a trend which is now popping up in Sydney. It's not all that unusual in other parts of the world, particularly Europe,
right. But
there's now a trend in Sydney of men offering free rent to women in exchange for sharing a bed.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think that's unusual.
This is an example of one of the ads. This is a real ad for female only. I'm offering my room to share. I live in this room, and it's just a basic room, nothing fancy, but it has all the required amenities. I'm offering this place in Surry Hills. You'll be sharing the bed with me. As I only have a queen-size bed available, I'm decent-looking, straight male, 30 years old, working in Sydney in real estate, simple guy, recently became single after breaking up with my girlfriend of 5 years. I don't expect anything from you.
Yeah, I'm smelling a rat here.
A big, fat rat.
Yeah, I am. I'm smelling a rat here. He's offering a freebie. Right?
Yeah, so free, it's free bed. So, you just share the bed together.
She has to be a woman and she has to sleep in the same bed as this bloke.
Yeah, probably, I don't
free.
Know. He doesn't mention anything about snuggling, but I'm guessing there'd be, they just want to...
The old one when you yawn and you throw your arm out or something like that.
I know it.
That'll be in play all night, I would
imagine.
It. Yeah, I mean, this is disgusting and despicable. So if I was any young lady out there who was considering this, stop considering it. Don't do it. You're better off paying and living maybe with some of your friends or something
but
like that.
What a real desperate to have to put an ad online to say, hey, listen, you can share a bed with me and you get free rent.
Yeah. Don't expect anything from you, in inverted commas.
And how hard would it be to fall asleep? Imagine all that tension in the bed and you're falling asleep.
Well, all sorts of tension. And he's given himself a fair rap. Decent looking, straight, fair enough. 30 years old, that's fair enough. Working in the CBD in corporate real estate. I mean, not just working in stupid real estate. He's in corporate real estate. Simple guy with... Man with a lot of needs. I mean, this is just a sick puppy, this bloke. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you know what I would do? Why don't we get someone to dress up, a bloke to dress up as a woman,
and take the gig
and just see how he goes there. See what where the week
you know how you
and
come
get
up,
in there.
You know how you come up with some great ideas?
This is a magnificent
This is not
idea.
One of them.
This is just teach him a lesson, this bloke, and see how he goes there when he throws the old arm out.
Love your work. Talk to you tomorrow.
This is a great show. Goodbye.
Goodbye.